From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson reading The Judge by James E. Thierry. Now let's begin with The Judge. Chapter 1, The Birthday. For Andy McTavish, his 65th birthday should have been a special occasion. It was special, but not in a way he could have anticipated. Even though it was a cold winter morning, over the protest of his wife Matilda, he had decided to walk to his office in downtown Port DeWitt. His shoulders were back and his head held high as he made his way along the main street of town, oblivious to the many patches of ice. He was humming a little Scottish tune when he cleared an area of freshly salted sidewalk and came to an empty store building where snow partially covered the sidewalk sheathed in ice. Both feet flew out from under him, and he landed on his posterior with a thump that knocked off his fur-lined hat. Afraid to move for fear he might have broken something, he was cautiously reaching for his hat when he heard a familiar voice in back of him shout, "Lawyer McTavish, are you hurt?" On moving his legs, he knew his hurt was more to his pride than his physical being. On pulling his hat with its ear flaps down over his bushy gray hair, he turned his head and shouted back, "Don't worry about it, Rosabel. I'm okay." He watched the massive elderly woman bear down on him. She put the bag of groceries she'd been carrying down, and reaching under his armpits, lifted him back onto his feet. "I'm not helpless," Andy protested, his mouth clenched tight under a mustache that partially concealed it. Rosabel, arms akimbo, stood back surveying.